Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is transportation for food, shopping, and medical visits. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence in You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Otto Lohse. And we are very fortunate to have with us today TJ Hatter. And I always prefer to read it, so I make sure I get the title right. TJ is the Long Island Director of Intergovernmental Affairs for the Office of the New York State Attorney General, Letitia James. And the first segment was just tremendous. And we have three more to go. This is such great information for our listening audience. And where I'd like to go now, and we can go back and forth, but one of the things that bothers me is donation sites where people think they're doing a, you know, I, at the end of the year, I'm doing my taxes now, and you give 50 to this one, you know, I give to the Indians, I give to different places that I like to do. That's my business. But I'm going to assume they're real, you know, to turn around and you gave a couple of $100 to find out it's a bogus place, but that 100 is multiplied by maybe 1,000 people doing it. It's hundreds of thousands of dollars that is not going to the right person. That's heartbreaking as far as I'm, that's real thievery. Issues with that, they exist, it doesn't exist.
Oh, absolutely. And John, and by the way, a long title, no ego. But the thing I would flag there is our office actually regulates charities. So if anyone wants to give to a charity, you can actually go to our website. It's ag.ny.gov, but, or you can just Google, the New York State Attorney General Charities. My friend, Karen Kunstler Goldman, who loves Long Island. She does presentations here. We roll out the red carpet. Literally, I buy a red carpet and roll it out for her every time she comes and gives a presentation, which she adores. And cause she's very special to me. I love my Karen. And we do presentations for charities and not-for-profits on how they can stay up to date with the laws. But we're constantly needing to regulate because, again, and we talked about this at the end of the last segment, the anatomy of a scam. One of the things that, and we talked about RIP from the headlines, the anatomy of a scam is a three-pronged attack. And it's whatever they think will work on you. They'll use fear if they think that will work on you. They'll use kindness if they think that will work on you. And they'll use intimidation if they think that will work on you. I can talk about all three of those, but to answer your question extremely directly, because you asked a very specific one, in terms of charities, it's like Law and Order, ripped from the headlines. So around Christmas time or the holiday season in December, you know, if you celebrate Hanukkah, whatever your holiday is, I want to make sure I am inclusive to everybody. There's a whole spike in charity fraud. Why? Because people donate to charity around the holidays. It's just fact. And so we have fraudulent charities and they'll call you up and they'll say, hey, don't you want to donate too? And of course you do. You're a good person. You support the things you support. John, you alluded to before, things that you donate that you support. And a lot of these charities aren't for real. So the number one tip here is you do not have to give money to anyone who calls you over the phone or sends you a piece of mail that you did not ask for. If a donation or a cause sounds like it's a good idea to you, you can check with our website, make sure they're a registered charity, make sure they're legitimate. You can actually, now this is different because it's COVID, but you can actually probably under normal circumstances, and this is important during the holiday season because they get a huge spike in calls, you can actually call our charities bureau and ask those sorts of questions if you're not particularly interested in using the internet and that's not for you. I have, my grandfather used to call the computer a Google machine because he just didn't want to touch it. And he just, oh yeah, you're using the Google machine today. So, you know, like if technology is not for you, that's okay. I respect that. Like there'll be something, you know, as my grandmother used to say, you'll get old someday too, Dolly. And I'm sure when I'm older, I'll be like, I don't want the computer chip in my head. And my grandchildren will be making fun of me for because your grandpa doesn't, he refuses to put the chip in his head. It will make his life so much better. And I'm not doing that. So I get it. So if you're not particularly tech savvy, there's actually a number which you can call. I'm not going to give that number out now because I don't know if there's anybody available to answer it. However, it's available and you can call and you can also check our website to make sure a charity is legitimate. But you do not have to donate to anyone who calls you without you reaching out first. You are always in control of who you give your money
to. The website was agny.gov.
AG.NY.gov. Sorry, I'm from Long Island.
No, that's fine. That's 100% fine. No, I think that's very important. Actually, I would say 6 or 7 years ago, there was the Breast Cancer Coalition in Great Neck. And I was a little involved when we did two walks for them to raise money. And somebody else started something called Breast Cancer Whatever. Close. It wasn't even real. And they raised several hundred thousand dollars. They wound up paying tuition to the Yeshiva Academy in Great Neck for their kids until they finally got caught. And I believe they wound up in jail. I'm not sure. But I mean, people, you know, knew the Great Neck Coalition or associate, whatever it was from Great Neck, and just assumed it was the same thing and sent the money. And so that's what I'm saying. This ag.ny.gov is a significant thing. You could just check it out. It'd be easy enough. Because if you like an organization and you want to support it, you might as well make sure that your money is going to the right place at the end of the day. That's what.
Yes. And just to reinforce, it's your money. So the way scammers will come at you, like I said, kindness, fear, intimidation. So typically the way charity scams work is they'll use kindness, because the idea is you're a good person. Don't you want to donate to this charity? That's it. It's a very simple attack. That one's very straightforward. Fear and intimidation are different. They're a little bit more complex. We'll talk about those as we go forward in the rest of this conversation. But, you know, that one's very simple. It's a kindness attack. It's the same sort of scam as the people who call you and say, hey, you want a free cruise? Isn't that great? Just give me money now. And you're going off that wonderful cruise. Doesn't this vacation sound like? It's the same sort of pitch. Like, hey, this charity, it's so important. And you know, if you could just give us a couple bucks, and I can take your credit card right now, miss. Like, no, I'll wait. Oh, please. Oh, thank you so much. It's very appreciative. It's very kind. It's very loving. And it's completely and totally a scam. You don't have to give anyone your money at all. You can say thank you very much, take your time, and then make up your own mind. You're always in control of your own money. Always.
Just that there is a website, and I don't remember the name at the second in time, where people actually set up charities of their own. It's
GoFundMe. One? GoFundMe.
Yeah, right. And I would think that there's a lot of stuff can go on there, where people just kind of set their own charity up for themselves. Is that?
Well. Yeah. See the problem. Okay. So this is going to get a little technical, so I'll do this briefly and entertainingly. We regulate those who are regulated, who are self-registered as 501c3 nonprofits. Not everybody who uses GoFundMe goes through the time to register as a 501c3 nonprofit, which is another reason, again, to check the website before you donate your money to anybody, because if they're not registered as a 501c3 nonprofit, they're not a nonprofit. They're some guy with a website.
Got it.
Or gal.
So we go back to that website again.
Yes, sir.
AG.NY.gov.
Dot
gov. For those with the slower hearing.
Yeah, I talked to you.
My granddaughter speaks like you. She's a very rapid talker.
Is this the one?
I think that's probably where there's a generation gap. I think your speed of speaking as you get older gets slower. Or is it the fact that your hearing gets slower? It could be both.
You're more thoughtful with your words, I think, is how I would.
Otto, the GoFundMe you're talking about, like 2 years ago, my church was doing something. I was at the meeting. This is a true story. I was at the meeting, and we were going to start raising money. And I'm not going to tell too much because I don't want. Okay. Somebody left the meeting and started a GoFundMe page. For it had nothing to do with us. So, but people assumed that GoFundMe page was the product of the meeting we had just come from trying to raise money. And they wound up with a big chunk of the money, which people thought they were giving to us. Now, it wasn't thousands and thousands. They wanted to do something on their own. It got very conflicted. It was ultimately no thievery because it still went to the same place, but it went in their name versus the church's name. But you do. I mean, it wasn't a 501. It was just GoFundMe page. And if I turned around to TJ and you said, you know, my GoFundMe page, you'd send $100, but it wasn't supposed to go. So, you know, you do all these things. It's such a shame how people try to maneuver in such a cute way. This was nothing more than for them to get the credit versus the full church, so to speak. You know, they were sending a check versus the church, and it wasn't their money. And it was months worth of fighting going back, and we had to rewrite rules in the church and everything just for somebody trying to be cute. But the GoFundMe's, you know, I would do it, the GoFundMe, if it was being done by you, TJ, or Otto, because then I know it's a friend of mine and they're trying to raise $1,000 to buy somebody in the neighborhood something. You know, you give them $50, or I do something with the JCC. So, you know, it's legit. I send it to my friends. They do a walk once a year for cancer. You know, it's.
Yeah. No, wait, John, do you mind? I want to be clear. GoFundMe is actually a wonderful service. I know a lot of Eagle Scout projects, as you know, an elected official goes to lots of Eagle. They're funded through GoFundMe. And obviously those 16, 17 year old kids are not, and Gold Star kids too. They're not filing a 501c3 nonprofit, right. You know, like that. That's how they're funding for their thing. And it's, you know, and also, you know, the younger generation uses Venmo, they use PayPal. And so GoFundMe is a very natural app building skill for these folks who are, you know, I'm a little bit younger than you guys, but not so much so that I don't remember a time where I wasn't glued to this phone every waking moment of my day. And where, you know, the average, you know, I mean, I remember, and I didn't have a cell phone till I was a junior in college, and Facebook didn't exist till I was a senior in college. That makes me old to some of these young people. So, I mean, so I can identify with both of the gaps here. And John, I want to make sure I correct something. AG.ny.gov is a great website and you should go to it all the time. But for charity specific questions, and I need to be more precise with my words with you. So I apologize for imprecision because I just threw somebody under the bus for being imprecise before. So let me clean that up. We have a charities specific website. So if your question is involving charities, it's charitiesnys.com. charitiesnys.com. That's the Office of the New York State Attorney General charities website. It would talk you through if you wanted to form your own, if you have a 501c3, which lots of folks who retire tend to do. They like to form nonprofits. It's like a passion project, and I would encourage that behavior. But charitiesnys.com, that's a great place to learn about how to do that if you are interested. And it's also a great place to research if you were, again, to go back to John's original question at this segment, if someone's asking you for money on behalf of a charity and you want to check it out, charitiesnys.com.
TJ, as you stated earlier, charity and giving is really a very personal thing, what you feel like you want to support. And I kind of have the feeling I'd like to have less hurdles in the way and the money get to the people who are going to benefit more directly, you know, as opposed to going through all kinds of layers. Does this website that you just mentioned, charitiesnys.com, does it talk about the overhead and whatnot of the charity? You know, what percentage of the money actually goes to the people who are going to benefit?
Yeah, we have information on there about that information, actually. And we do regular reports that are posted on that website, which does a bit of naming and shaming on folks who have a little bit too much overhead and not enough charity. So the answer to your question shortly is yes, but it's not there on a day-to-day. It's mostly a yearly report. But I can talk more about that after.
Yeah, we're going to take a break. That's an important question. I want to come back to that. Right now, you're listening to Senior Talk Radio on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.